certifying organic seafood is a complicated matter, and so is finding out if the fish on your plate is safe to eat. Toxins can be the problem. Farm-raised salmon, according to a recent study reported in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, may have as much as 10 times the amount of dioxins found in wild-caught salmon. And even wild-caught predator fish, such as tuna, swordfish, and shark, can have unhealthful levels of mercury. Joining me is Catherine Miskowski, a senior writer at the online magazine Salon. Several months ago, Catherine wrote a commentary for us about being tested for mercury and finding, to her surprise, levels of mercury in her body well above those considered safe for a woman her age. Hi there, Catherine.
Hi.
Now, you're at your desk there in San Francisco. I imagine the same place that you got the news after you wrote a commentary for us a few months ago and had yourself tested for mercury. And you had, what, 1.08 micrograms of mercury per gram of hair, which is well above what's considered safe, right?
That's correct.
Then you got yourself retested after several months of fish abstinence. What was in the letter that came to your desk after that?
The new letter said that my level was 0.91 micrograms of mercury per gram of hair. So that was a 16% reduction in a very short amount of time, in just 3.5 months.
Now, when we eat something that has mercury in it, how does it come out of our bodies?
Well, as much as you might not like to think about your hair as an excretion product, as one doctor called it to me, that's what it is. I mean, it's the heavy metal comes out of your hair as well as out of your fingernails, your toenails. That's why a hair test is one way to get a screen and measure how much your body is sort of emitting.
To do this, to get this reduction, I gather you stopped eating fish pretty much altogether, huh?
Yeah, I developed something of a fish phobia. What a doctor would tell you to do is to avoid the top predator fish, the fish that live longest and consume the most other fish that have also have mercury in them. So those fish are like swordfish, shark, tilefish, tuna. But my reaction was to be a little bit grossed out by all seafood. So I really just didn't eat any seafood for about 3.5 months. I only had it twice, and that was when, you know, it was served to me, and it would have been rude to refuse it.
Weren't you worried that what you were eating instead was maybe equally unhealthy in other ways?
That is an issue, because people say that, you know, oh, this is a good story. You know, here I reduced my mercury level so quickly. But in fact, it's rather a sad story, because fish is one of the best sources of lean protein and omega-3 fatty acids. So it's not exactly a tale of hope and courage.
You know, a lot of people in the world get fish for a subsistence diet. That all it costs them is some time and, you know, a hook and some bait, and they can eat.
Exactly. So that's why it's kind of a red herring to just have these lists of fish that people should avoid, because that really only helps out people who have the means and the education and the access to different food sources in order to make a switch. That's why I think it's so important to actually try to get the mercury out of the environment, as opposed to, you know, just have the most elite people, you know, modifying their diets in these refined ways.
Catherine Miskowski is a senior writer for Salon.com. Thanks for joining me, Catherine.
Thank you.